Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Claire Warren, National Educator with NRX Botanicals. And we've been talking about urinary tract infections. And before the break, we talked about how it's the second most common infection in North America. And often it's treated with antibiotics, but then there's the side effects of that leading to candida. And also, it's not just for women, that it's also very common in men. And Claire, before the break, I alluded to NRX having a new product, UTIX, UTIX. And can we go through, Claire, what the ingredients of that are? And maybe we can start with the cranberry.
Absolutely. So basically, UTIX, the components of this natural herbal product, what they do is they help to eliminate candida, which is yeast infections, but they're also helping to eliminate all the symptoms of a UTI, a urinary tract infection, mainly the bacteria and the E. coli, especially following any antibiotic use, because what this does is it helps to reduce the growth and the adherence of the vaginal, of the E. coli to the vaginal wall and the bladder and the urethra, which is causing all the symptoms. Also, it works in men because men do get UTIs as well. So the first ingredient, and a lot of us have heard about the benefits of cranberry juice. And cranberry juice is usually a go-to for anybody that has a urinary tract infection. Cranberry juice is not always the smartest because it's a lot of the cranberry juices are very high in sugar. So the first ingredient is cranberry.
Yeah, and I was going to say that this is not your typical go to the grocery store, get your cranberry cocktail off the shelf and go home and drink it.
Not at all. So this is cranberry from a cranberry bog in Quebec. So in our country, it's called Crandor. And this company, Crandor, has done all the tests and all the studies on cranberry as it relates to bacteria and specifically urinary tract infections. The difference with this cranberry, it's a whole cranberry fruit. So it's a whole cranberry, concentrated cranberry equivalent to 37 pounds of fresh cranberries in 1 pound of cranberry powder. And it's been proven to clinically reduce UTIs. And it's produced in our own backyard in Quebec, not too far from us. It's the highest in tannins, and tannins help prevent the E. coli, which stick to the bladder wall and is the most common cause of UTIs. And it has the highest amount of what we call proanthocyanidins. And proanthocyanidins are what help prevent the E. coli and get rid of the E. coli. So you can use this as a preventative. I love to use this product when I'm traveling, but you can also use this product ongoing every single day, or you can use it as a treatment. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But the cranberry is a very unique whole fruit cranberry. Like I said, 37 pounds to 1 pound of cranberry powder.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier that E. coli often contributes to 85% of UTIs, and this unique ingredient that's within the cranberry is very effective against that.
Absolutely. And not all cranberry extracts are the same. There's very few companies that use the Crandor, which is the highest potency as far as the proanthocyanidins. So it's really important to look at what the amount of cranberry, the ratio of cranberry fruit extract to powder, and ours is a whole fruit cranberry. It's not just the skin, it's not just the juice, which is really important because most of the nutrients, just like grapes and grapeseed, most of the nutrients is in the skin.
Another ingredient is hibiscus.
Yes, so we use a product called Ellerose, and Ellerose is from France. It's a patented ingredient, and it's hibiscus. So hibiscus is a very, very potent antioxidant. It's also a proanthocyanidin, like cranberry. It also helps to reduce the E. coli in the body, so it attaches onto the E. coli and pulls it out of the body. It is antifungal, and it's also known for helping with candida and yeast infections. We specifically use hibiscus and not Damiano because hibiscus is not a sugar molecule, whereas Damianos, which is in a lot of other products and also causes the price to be much higher than this one, is a sugar molecule, so it will contribute possibly to yeast infections, whereas Ellerose and hibiscus does the opposite. It actually helps prevent yeast infections, and it eliminates pathogenic activity for only one day after taking it. It only takes one day with research studies that have been done on this product to actually start eliminating the pathogenic activity in the body, which is quite amazing.
Yeah, so many things you have to ramp up. But to see that result within 24 hours is, I think, pretty impressive.
It is incredible, yes. And I've talked to people who have used this product, and they said within 1 to 2 days, they notice a difference immediately.
So it's those three specific properties of hibiscus, being an antioxidant, antimicrobial, and antifungal. So it's all working simultaneously together.
Absolutely, and working on the yeast and the candida as well, because many times that's linked to the UTIs. So that's also a very important aspect of the hibiscus.
And there's also another element in there, the anthocyanins, which is a little bit different than the PACs or the proanthocyanidins, and it's what's in the skin. It's what makes gives the fruit its color, isn't it?
It is, and it's very important because that skin is even more powerful as far as attaching on to the nutrients in the skin is even more powerful than the juice of the fruit from those anthocyanidins to be able to attack on to not just the E. coli but the other bacteria and take it out of the body.
Another element of your, another ingredient of the UTIX is probiotics. Why do you have probiotics in there, Claire?
Very, very important. Probiotics are so important for not only a healthy gut, but also a healthy urinary tract. Our bodies do naturally produce some probiotics, but we need to get more into our body, especially if we've had any kind of history of taking antibiotics. Whether you've taken antibiotics recently or a long time ago, our body definitely needs those probiotics, which are the good bacteria, back into our gut, back into our urinary tract, because it fights off the E. coli, it fights off the bacteria. And if we don't have enough good bacteria and good flora in our gut, in our intestines, in our urinary tract, then we're going to be more susceptible to have urinary tract infections and yeast infections. So this particular probiotic, it's called the Friendly Trio. It is shelf stable, which is absolutely fantastic because a lot of them have to be refrigerated. And that's why this product is fantastic for taking when you're traveling, taking if you're on the road, taking it and leaving it at work, because it does not need to be refrigerated. There's three different parts of this probiotic. There's the Acidophilus, which many of us have heard of Acidophilus before. There's also Bifidobacterium and Bifidolongum. So there are different kinds of the probiotics and prebiotics that all help as far as putting that good bacteria back into your urinary tract system.
Yeah, and that's, and again, correlated to the antibiotic. If you're killing off your good bacteria, which is so necessary to fight off infections and keep the immune system built up, it's really important that this get put back into the system.
Definitely, definitely. And you know what? This is the same product that we sell separately as just an individual product called the Friendly Trio. And this product is also in this UTIX because a lot of what causes the UTIs is not having enough good bacteria to fight off the bacteria that's causing the UTI. So really important to have it in a UTI formula.
There's also, you've included some minerals in this product. What are the minerals there for, and what are they, first of all?
So there's two minerals. One is selenium, and the other one is zinc. And both of these minerals are added because they help with a healthy urethra and healthy urinary canal. And they also help to balance your immune system. So like I had mentioned before with the autoimmune disorders, a lot of people that are prone or that have an autoimmune disorder where their immune system is unbalanced, whether it's fibromyalgia, MS, cancer. A lot of them are prone to urinary tract infections, and having selenium and zinc in here also helps to balance an unbalanced immune system versus boosting. You don't want to boost an immune system if you have an autoimmune disorder. This helps to balance the immune system. So this is supporting, they're there for support, and they're there for supporting a healthy urinary canal and urethra.
So it's almost like a triple play. I mean, you've got your botanicals, you have your minerals, you have your probiotics.
Absolutely. And it's all in there to support. It's what I call a full spectrum product. It works on all areas and all aspects of what can cause urinary tract infections and what can help preventing them in the future. And this is definitely something that you can take as a preventative. You don't just have to take it as a treatment.
And mentioning in the first segment, urinary tract infections aren't just exclusive to women. I mean, teens get them, men have them. So this product is good across the board.
Absolutely. Very prominent in teenage girls, especially. So this product is good for anybody. Anybody can take it. There's no contraindications except for if a woman is pregnant or breastfeeding. They shouldn't be taking this product, just for safety.
So there's a few practical suggestions apart from the product itself. Can you maybe touch on a few of those just practical everyday things you can do?
Definitely. I think whether you have a urinary tract infection and you're trying to get rid of it or just in general, I think drinking a lot of water to flush the bacteria out of your body is very important. Most of us do not drink enough water. By the time you're actually thirsty and you're dehydrated, you're too dehydrated. You've already let your body get to a point where it is dehydrated. So we should be drinking water constantly throughout the day. Always have a bottle of water with you by your side, whether you're driving, at work, wherever you are. So water is a really important component. Personal hygiene is also a huge component of urinary tract infections. Just making sure that feces doesn't get close to the urinary area and the bladder. Making sure you're wearing clothes that breathe, especially if you're exercising or doing a job where you're sweating a lot. That has a lot to do with making sure that bacteria doesn't go into areas where it's not supposed to be and end up in your urethra and causing a UTI. So that's important as well. You know, I think limiting the use of antibiotics and not using an antibiotic unless you absolutely need to. You know, there's a time and a place for everything. I think sometimes it's a concern because antibiotics are prescribed sometimes before a problem is even diagnosed. So, you know, trying other preventative ways to not get sick, or once you are ill, to use other methods to try and get rid of a cold or flu or anything. There's lots of other alternatives on the market that you can use pre-using antibiotics, such as black oregano, black seed oil, other products that you can use if you're not feeling well and you're trying to get rid of some bacteria in the body. And just trying to avoid those antibiotics that clean out all the good bacteria that can cause other problems.
Thank you, Claire. We're winding down. We're in the home stretch here, so any summarizing thoughts on today's topic?
Well, UTIs are so prevalent. And yeah, like you mentioned, Dave, you know, I don't think many of us realize how common they are. And we need to talk about them. We need to talk about personal hygiene. And we need to talk about natural alternatives. And just making sure that you really do get rid of it properly. I think that's the big thing when it comes to UTIs. If you can avoid taking an antibiotic, and you can try something natural, a UTIX product is fantastic because it's, like you said, it's a triple play. You've got your two botanicals, you've got your minerals, you've got your probiotics. There's nothing in that product that's going to create that cycle of UTI, then yeast infection, then UTI. You'll get rid of it. You can use it traveling. You can use it when, you know, just as a preventative, or a bottle of the UTIX, which is 30 capsules, you can actually use it as a treatment. There's enough in there for 2 7-day treatments, taking 2 a day, so it will last a while. Or, you know, if you're prone to having UTIs, you do a 7-day treatment, and then you just take one after that until the bottle's done. Very reasonably priced. A lot of UTI products are $30, $40, $50. This is under $30. So it's very reasonable, and it's definitely worth trying, even for men who may have some concerns that they have an enlarged prostate and they're having some prostate problems, I would definitely suggest purchasing a bottle of UTIX first to see if it might be a urinary tract infection versus a prostate problem.
Excellent. Thank you again, Claire, for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thank you so much, Dave. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, likewise. I've been talking with Claire Warren, national educator with NRX Botanicals. And the product we've been discussing is UTIX, and it's now at the Healthy Habit. And again, it's that blend of botanicals, minerals, and probiotics. And it's a way of avoiding antibiotics. And absolutely try that first, especially, like, as Claire mentioned, if it's a recurring situation for you.